Placed in charge of all federal troops in and around Washington following the Union defeat at First Bull Run, George B. McClellan set about the refitting and reorganizing of what would be known as the Army of the Potomac. By the spring of 1862, the Army had been admirably trained and equipped. Yet rather than advance upon the rebel forces at Culpeper, the new commander sought to transport his troops by ship to Fort Monroe on the tip of the York Peninsula and move inland against the Confederate capital at Richmond. Despite misgivings, Lincoln approved the scheme, and the expedition embarked on March 17th. Once ashore, McClellan prepared to lay siege to rebel-held Yorktown, for which purpose he had brought with him massive siege guns. By the time he was ready to strike, however, the enemy had abandoned the town and withdrawn farther up the peninsula. This was to be the story for much of the next 2 months, during which time the cumbersome federal army advanced by careful degrees all the way to the Richmond defenses without engaging the enemy in force. When the fighting did come, the Federals would find themselves on difficult ground with a long and vulnerable line of supply.